the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, he filled me with the sweet Holy Ghost, sweet Holy Ghost. Oh yes, sweet Holy Ghost. Oh yes, he filled me with the sweet Holy Ghost. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, he brought me to the sweet body of Christ, sweet body of Christ, sweet body of Christ. Oh yes, he brought me to the sweet body of Christ. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, he filled me with the sweet Holy Ghost, sweet Holy Ghost, sweet Holy Ghost. Oh yes, he filled me with the sweet Holy Ghost. Oh yes, he's been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, he brought me to the sweet body of Christ, sweet body of Christ, sweet body of Christ. Oh yes, he brought me to the sweet body of Christ. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been, oh, so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been, oh, so good to me, so good to me, oh, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been, oh, so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh yes, so good to me. Oh yes, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh yes, been so good to me. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, the Lord has been so good to me, so good to me, so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been, oh, so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, the Lord has been, oh, so good to me. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, the Lord has been, oh, so good to me. Oh, he has been so good to me. Oh yes, he been. Holy Ghost, oh, he has been so good to me. Oh, yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, yes, so good to me. So good to me. Oh, yes, the Lord has been so good to me. Oh, yes, he's been so good to me.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, the Lord has been. So good to me. Oh, yes, the Lord has been so good to me.
Oh, he has been. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, the Lord has been so good to me. So good to me. So good to me. Oh, yes, the Lord has been so good to me.
Oh,
so good to me.
Woo, thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, well, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
He has done for me. Oh, my soul cries out.
again in the house of the Lord. We're in a good place. I'm so thankful that I can be here with you and talk about the goodness of God. I'm thankful for all that he's let me experience, and you know, if it's not good, it's good for me. So it's good anyway. All that we're doing for the Lord, all that he let us partake in, that's one thing about this gospel, is that it's not just, this is not a, like, there's some spectator sports, but this is not a spectator gospel. This is a participating gospel. We get to, you know, some jobs you get, you learn them in school, and then you learn the theory, and then they give you the practical side of it later. But then some jobs you learn on the job. So we're learning on the job. We're learning how to serve God along with others. So you're learning just like I am. We're learning how to serve God. And then we're working with a ministry that's also learning on the job. You know, sometimes we get kind of maybe upset or put out or whatever with the leadership, but they're learning on the job just like we are. You know, we're just learning how to serve God, you know, while we're serving him. And it's a progressive way. And if we apply these things right, you know, if we apply the gospel, the principles in our lives like we should, then we'll be all right. We'll make it. That's the confidence we have to have, you know, in the Lord. He already told us. We already know. But like Sister Lynette said, you know, we, you know, just like a marriage, you know, we, you know, some of that you hear about, but you have to stay on the job. You know, you can't get divorces, and you can't divorce the Lord. You have to stay with him, and have to stay on the job with God as we go through things. Sometimes it's not easy, but I mean, he said it, you know, he'll be with us. We sang that today, that he will never, never forsake us. He'll never leave us. He won't never leave us alone, you know, where we're doing this all by ourselves. We're not doing this by ourselves. I'm convinced of that we are not, I cannot do this by myself. But if I begin to talk to the Lord, he said he would help me. But sometimes he may want me to ask him for help. I remember Brother Stewart told about a situation with him and his son. They was working on something. I can't remember, but he told us. He might not have told in church. But anyway, he asked him, said, you know, are you using all your help or all your strength? And he thought he was using all his strength. But he told him, said, you know, you're not really using all your strength. You know, you got strength here in me. I'm right here with you. I can help you. I can give you my strength. So when he began to use the strength that he could give him, he could get the job done. So that's what we have to do. We have to learn that God, you know, he let us do a lot of things on our own. But if we realize that we have more strength in God than maybe that we know of. So he let us, he tell us that. We learn that. This is some of that we're learning on the job. We learn that we have strength that maybe we didn't know we had. So we have to begin to lean on that and tap into that source. So anyway, it's good to be here tonight, and it's good to be able to connect with today's service and good words Brother Durham gave us, and Bible study as well as the service this morning. So it's a blessing. I'd like to mention my daughter. She did get moved to the Ricefield, which is for the boot camp program, start a week from tomorrow. So I told her, I saw her yesterday, and I told her that you're a blessed girl. So it's a 3.5-month program. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful that she, you know, got through that 3.5 months she was up in Newport. But anyway, God is good. When we sing about that, I know he's good. You know, he's, you know, proven to me that he's good. And I want to Sometimes, you know, something you think, well, I don't know about that. But God is good anyway. Somebody say he's good anyhow. You know, no matter what, you know, I was thinking today we sang that song about, you know, he will never leave us nor forsake us. Sometimes, no matter the darkest hour, the darkest days that you might have, I still believe that song is right. You know, no matter how dark the days get or the hours or the night, he said he will never leave us. And I want to believe that. I want to be able to take that with me. Because, you know, we have to, after, you know, serving God, you know, we sit here and we hear the word of God. And I'm so thankful we're blessed to hear. But we leave these four walls. We leave here. We go places and we experience things that we don't, you know, I can't turn to Brother Durham or Brother Wininger and say, well, what was that? I've been in places where, you know, and somebody catch me off guard and ask me about the service, you know, like tonight. You know, somebody might, Brother Smith may call and say, what went on tonight? So I have to prepare myself, you know, to go over this, you know, because we're supposed to be like the cow that chewed the cud. You know, we're supposed to be able to meditate on the things of God. You know, what we heard, I'm preaching to myself. Because I've been caught off guard. Someone have asked me, say, what was the service about? You know, and I think, man, you know, I didn't even think about it until, I hadn't even thought about it. But then when they asked me, then I think, whoa, what was it? You know, what was that song? What was that, you know? And I draw a blank. That's embarrassing. You know, and you think, well, were you there? I said, yeah, I was there. But sorry to say, I was there. But I want to be able to meditate on the things of God and be able to not just let it come back as a memory of what went on, but I want it to eventually let it become part of my life and let it become part of who I am, you know, because that's what we have to do. That's what Jesus, I often look at the Gospels and the things that we read in the Bible, and of course, sometimes you read things like I was reading in Matthew where there was two men at this tomb, you know, that guy, man, they couldn't bind him. He'd put chains on him. He'd break all his, but it was one account what says two, one account what says one, and these kind of things. But I was thinking, you know, that they did write it down for us to read, you know, be able to read the account of what Jesus experienced with his disciples and the places they went. And I think, well, if I was recording of what's going on in this time frame we're living in, to be able to help the next generation that will be serving God and they'll look back in 2010 and say, well, what did they do, you know, in Little Rock on, say, September, the 19th? And, you know, if there was some record, I know we got a video and we got DVDs and all that, you know, but, you know, how would you like to be able to record on your own, not from the technical standpoint where you can just, you know, have a tape recorder playing, but be able to write it down, you know, what went on for somebody else that maybe won't be able to sit in a place like we're in to hear this, what we're hearing. Sometimes I think about those kind of things and it kind of scares me because, like I say, I've been asked, you know, about what went on and I didn't write it down, so and you know, I mean, eventually it come back to me. It's just that when they first asked me, I wasn't, you know, kind of caught off guard. But once I go away from it and think about it, I can recall, you know, something. But sometimes, you know, I think about that. You know, how would I like to be able to be looking ahead? You know, I can do that one way by retaining what I'm hearing, or retaining in my, you know, maybe not if I don't write it down. Be able to retain it enough, at least the understanding. You know, I might not be able to do it because I watched some, read some scriptures where maybe Jesus made a quote from the Old Testament, and he may not have quoted it just like it was written in the Old Testament. I don't know if because the translation or what, but at least have the essence of what was being said. You know, you be able to tell what was being kind of what. The message that was trying to be portrayed, trying to be given at that time. You may not be able to say every word detail for detail on every word, but be able to understand what's being said. You know, like we're talking about a restored church, and that we're looking forward to, and understand that where we are, like Brother Smith was giving us on the seven churches, I didn't get to hear all of what he was saying. I don't know if he worked on it some more last Sunday, but anyway, he was talking about, seemed to me like trying to get the day that we're in now lined up with maybe the church. You know, he covered, what, three or four of them, but he never did get to the Philadelphia church. He never did get to, I think he might have covered four of them. But anyway, I think he was trying to see where we are today, asking compared to those seven churches. Was that his point? You know, trying to get our time frame we're living in today with those churches that John was writing about in the book of Revelation. So, you know, and that's what I appreciate that. I appreciate anything that's going to help me. You know, sometimes you can get an outline of what you need to accomplish. You may not have all of the details of it, but you can get an outline. At least you know where you're headed. You know what you're trying to do, and accomplish. So that's what I'm thankful for. At least I'm seeing what the Lord is doing. We may not be there yet, but what the direction that we're headed in, I believe I see it. I believe I can see what the Lord is trying to get us to do. And I appreciate having an opportunity to be a part, to participate with God's people here in the kingdom of God, and to be able to operate in faith. That's what we're doing. We're operating in faith because we don't all together know what tomorrow holds, and we don't know the end of this. We know somewhat. We know what the end of his plan somewhat, but where do I fit in there? You know, I want to be able to fit what I'm doing, how much I'm operating in God's faith to be able to be in God's plan. I really want to be a part. I want to be a part of what God is doing. And I want to, and along with me being a part, I'd like to do something to be able to help somebody else. You know, wouldn't you like to be able to help somebody else that's struggling and, you know, that's maybe not understanding and have the attitude or the spirit, you know, like, I think of Jesus, you know, even Philip, you know, how he said that, Lord, forgive them. You know, if people are not treating you right or opposing you or what you're doing, and you can have the attitude, Lord, they forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, that's the attitude Jesus had. And Stephen had the same, Stephen had the same attitude. You know, he understood those people, they weren't really, you know, they were stoning him. But he was doing God's will. You know, for actually they was working against God. You know, like Moses said, you know, that, you know, you're not, you know, I'm doing what God asked me to do. And that's what we're trying to do is God's work, and we will run into opposition. But we're gonna have to, you know, have God, enough of God in our life. Have more of him, you know, in our life to where we'll have our minds made up. You know, our course is set. You know, we're going to work for God. You know, it's not going to be pleasant all the time, you know, as long as we know that God is with us. And that's what I just hope that I'll know that God is with us, you know, that we can know that we're not doing this, you know, to me it may not matter, but it does matter to God. So I want to have that attitude in my heart to know that God, this is not, you know, not my will, Lord, but your will. I don't want to do that. So I don't want to work on my will. So I'm just thrilled. You know, we mentioned about Leanna. So anyway, we had a trip last Thursday, before last weekend, to Florida, which had my sister. Let's see, which I got seven sisters, so I got one. I got six left. So anyway, this was one in the middle. She's older, two up from me. And amongst her seven children, I'm number three up. It's two under me, and it was two, you know, I got, it was two up from there, that the one that passed away. And she was 68 years old, but she was in church. She was serving God, and I thank God for that. But anyway, she, you know, we had a good trip down there, and safe and long trip. I wouldn't want to turn around and go back tomorrow. But anyway, I'm glad we got down there and back safe. And I got another sister that's in the, well, she was just in the hospital last, what, Friday, and they put her in a rehab. So she's turned 80 Friday. So, you know, she at a point where she needs some care. So she may not get to go back home. But anyway, you know, things happening. I was telling Leanna, I don't know if it was this time, but before about, you know, I said, you may be locked up, but the world is going on. Things are still happening. You know, I'm sorry you can't get in on everything, but, you know, they're not waiting on you. Like they said about the hog, you know, say sometime about, well, we sit down to eat, and they'll say, well, I'm waiting on you like one hog wait on another. You know, hogs don't wait on each other. They're not very polite. But anyway, the world don't stand still, you know, and wait on you. If you get in some situation where you're not keeping up, then, you know, it doesn't wait on you. So anyway, it goes on. And that's where it is in life. We have to be able to go on when with the world. What's going on in the world? We have to be abreast of what's going on and try to let the Lord help us and stay in tune with the Lord while we live in this world. You know, it's a world that maybe not God conscious altogether, but I want to be able to see what God is doing in the midst of everything that's going on in the world. You know, like the Bible in Acts talks about about an untoward generation, a generation that's unchecked, you know, that's just doing what they want to do, just going headlong, you know, and even though we may live in that kind of world, but God is still here. God is still available to anybody that want to reach out to Him. And I'm thankful that we're with a people that want to lean on the Lord, that's reaching out, that's searching, you know, that's not only, you know, searching His Word, the Bible, the Scriptures, but the Spirit, you know, pulling on the Spirit, asking God to help us and to let us know, you know, that and being sensitive, you know, when the move of the Spirit. I appreciate today the move of the Spirit that we had here. I appreciate people, you know, that are reaching out and pulling on the Lord, and that's, we need that. I mean, I need it. I need to be able to touch the Lord, and it helps me. I mean, it helps me to go on. You know, it's my days get dark too, just like yours, and I know that. But if I know that God is helping us, and some things, you know, we need dark days. That's you know, I need things. I need to go through things. It helps me. It helps me. I tell my sisters. I said, well, maybe we need to be praying more. Maybe God wants us on our knees. You know, maybe we need to be calling out to God. You know other situation, other families that's going through things, and probably we do. You know, maybe we need to be calling on the Lord. I know it's been making me pray more. I need to pray. We all do. I need to seek the Lord, because how else are we gonna know? You know, how else are we gonna be able to chart our course where we're going? And except we get closer, you know, the things that we care about, that, you know, the things that, you know, the world, that's what's going on in the world. A lot of times, I don't care, but I mean, it's not the thing that's got my attention. I want the things that have my attention are the things of God. That God is trying to do, you know, trying to find what God is doing, you know, like what He's working on in the body of Christ and the issues, you know, like even in this meeting up in New York. I know they had some stormy weather up there, you know, I think, you know, unusual. You know, some people say, well, it's in time. The weather's going to be strange and things like that's going to be going on. And it could be, you know, I don't know, like I was talking to Brother Durham about it, and, you know, and it could, you know, when you look at the major catastrophes that goes on, a tsunami or hurricane, sometimes you maybe look at that. But even in the small things, even in the things that maybe not so major, but I want to see the Lord in whatever, you know, whatever the situation is. I want to have my heart in such a way that I can take time to consider God, you know, in these matters, and, you know, and whatever the situations are. I'm just thrilled to be here and thrilled to be a part of what God is doing, and to know that He's interested in what we're doing. And you know, each little step, each step we take, you know, with God, You know, we were trying to get him, you know, see him where he is, you know, seeing, of course, we look back and see what happened in the early church and see how they followed the Lord. And we're blessed to really have, you know, the Bible that we can look at. Don't think about people that maybe trying to live for God. And people did live for God. God honored a lot of things when you read in the Old Testament. I think about, well, this family, I call them Rechobites. Rechob is R-E-C-H-A-B, something like that, this man name. Jonathan, his son name was, I believe, Jonathan. But anyway, this man told his family, you know, not to build any houses, told them not to drink any, I think it was maybe wine or strong drink or, you know, I know wine was one of them. And what's that? Yeah. And I don't know, did he know anything about God or not? But anyway, he convinced his family in such a way they didn't do that. They didn't build any houses. They lived in tents. They didn't drink any wine, and they was doing, I can't remember what was going on, but anyway, he was doing something. They offered it to them. They said, no, we can't do that. And God honored that. I have to read it again, but I'm not sure if they were part of the Israelites. I don't think they were. But God took notice, you know, that these people obeyed their dad enough to do what he asked them to do. I mean, he may have been going off the scene, but they still were following that. And God took notice of it. You know, that's the part I'm pointing out, is that he said, well, if they did that for their father, for their dad, now what about, you know, I'm telling you to do this. What about me, you know? So anyway, that's what I want to do. You know, God noticed things. And I think in our lives, what we do, you know, if we can get God's attention, you know, and what else, what other importance is there, you know? If we can get God's attention in what we're doing. And I meditate on those kind of things, because sometimes you don't know what to do. Sometimes you're going to have to, you may not have a written disposition or a written instruction on what to do in certain situations. You're going to have to lean on the Lord. You have to lean on somebody, you know, to tell you what to do. So that's why I say, I think, you know, if you're seeking God, I think if your attitude is, like what that Brother Payne was telling us about being last Sunday, Wednesday, about being as a little child, you know, to God. As we consider him, we are to be as little children. And I was reading another situation where, no, somebody was testifying, I can't remember, about the attitude to have is that God is the potter and I'm the clay. You know, clay don't make a fuss over anything. You're just clay. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't fuss about anything or doesn't try to have its way. So if we can have some of those attitudes, you know, just remember, I'm just clay, Lord. You know, whatever you want to do. And be as a little child. So that's the kind of attitude I have to kind of reckon with myself, you know, to be able to work with God and try to want God to work with me and to have his approval and work in my life. You know, because like I say, we, you know, face things in this world. You know, everybody, I say myself, I've never been this old before. I never been retired before. I'm retired, but I've never done this before. So everything I'm doing is like new ground, you know, like I'm experiencing something I never experienced before. But I know if I begin to trust God in whatever I'm doing, if I put my confidence and my trust in the Lord, no matter what it is, that's where I want to be. I want to be able to trust God regardless. You know, whatever it is, whatever, you know, I look at people. I was thinking about Sister Tony just yesterday, I believe, and how, you know, I was doing something in the house, and I was saying, well, you know, she was particular about what she, you know, how she did things, but she's not here. Now, so I'm going to have to, you know, the time that we have in this world, you know, to live, you know, we just have to do what we can do in the time frame that God gives us. You know, I can't worry about 100 years from now. I may not be here. But I'm here today. So if I'm particular about the things that God is doing in my life, you know, today, you know, I can't worry about tomorrow too much. But today, that's all I got. So I'm thankful today to be here and be able to reach out here to the Lord today and be a part of what's going on. I guess we might pray, and I know we I don't know if we pray for Brother Smith today, but he's out of town, and I guess the end of the meeting is today also. Is that right? The meeting's over today. But pray. Oh, he's already in Delaware. All right. Remember Brother Smith. I think of, you know, I can't help but think about, you know, Brother Leniger, his burden, you know, that Brother Smith is carrying. You know, it reminded me a lot of Brother Leniger. I did get to travel one time with Brother Leniger over in Haiti. And every now and then I think about that, you know, just think back. That was 1992, so well, that had been 18 years. Wow. But anyway, this was before the days of cell phones and all that. We left here on a Sunday. I have to tell this because when you think about people that are, I mean, he was so busy. Anyway, we left here on a Sunday night. We was having church to 10, you know, 7:30, whatever time we got out, 10 o'clock. We left here driving to Oklahoma City, 6-hour drive. And of course, I was going to Haiti with him. And, of course, back then, they didn't have to have a passport. You could get over there on a birth certificate. So, anyway, I forgot my birth certificate, and I left it home. And we got down to, didn't have a cell phone, so I couldn't call back and do anything. But stop on the side of the road, and that day you can't find a pay phone anymore. But anyway, they had them in them days. And called back and told my wife. It was so, you know, his life is so fast-paced. We get there, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, and I, you know, Sister Leniger let us take a little nap, and I could smell the bacon when I woke up. And Brother Williams was there from Albuquerque and his wife, and there was a couple there from California that was needing to cancel with Brother Leniger. He was trying to get a plane out to go to Haiti. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock, whatever time it was. But anyway, it was so busy. And, you know, he was trying to cancel with these people, and there was, you know, Brother and Sister Williams, and he was going to Haiti as well. And we was doing all these things, you know, trying to get ready and head to the airport in a dash. And my wife go to the airport here, take my birth certificate to the airport, and they flew it to Oklahoma City, $40. And it was coming into one airline. We was flying out on another one, so Sister Leniger runs down and get the birth certificate while we was getting our tickets and all. But it was just so fast pace, you know, and you go over to Haiti, and you know, as far as the pace, it stops, you know, as far as it, you know, they're not fast paced over there. But anyway, he was so busy, you know, with the things that was going on, the meeting, the ministry. You know, Brother Joseph was living at that time in Haiti, and a lot of those seven brothers that Brother Nick put in place over there, and it was just I was just overwhelmed with all the activity that was going on. And I sat in on they was having a separate meeting with these brothers, the leading brothers, and I was in on a regular ministers meeting with just the Haitian people, me and one other American man there. But and they was discussing this one scripture. This is in Haiti now. I don't want to say peon. But anyway, they weren't the big, you know, the bigger ministers. They were smaller. But they was into the Word of God in such a great. They was discussing this scripture in Ecclesiastes 7, 28, something like that. But anyway, it's talking about the woman. You know, there's, if I can even quote it. But anyway, it's something about the woman that being like bands and snares. You know, I read the scripture, but what they was talking about, and they were talking about the false church, you know. But this script in Ecclesiastes talked about a woman being trapped by this woman, you know. I find more bitter than death the woman, whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands are as bands. Whoso pleases God shall escape this woman. Now, this is what they was, you know, this is not the big man. These are just the everyday preachers out here, you know. And I never even, and they was talking about this, and I got so much out of that. And I thought, man, I mean, they get into the Word of God out here, you know. And I thought, isn't that a blessing, to be in a place, like Haiti over there? And of course, they was interpreting this from French to English. But anyway, I got a lot out of it. And what is it was some depth that I somehow just never had noticed before. But anyway, I appreciate that. I appreciate even going over there with Brother Leniger. And I think about Brother Smith, the burden that he's carrying, not just, I know he's Dominican is his main burden, but he also has the Haiti people in his mind and the work there. He has a missionary mind, what I'm saying. The missionary work. And those people, like he's saying, in the Delaware. And then that brother Lionel in Providence, Rhode Island. See, no telling. He may have to go over there. But anyway, my heart goes out to him because what he's trying to do. And I know he's trying to do God's will. And I like to be, supporting him and working. I'm glad I'm working here with someone, that's trying to do God's will and trying to work with God. God is reaching out. He's not just sitting still. He's not just, sometimes seem like people put him in a capsule or just want to, just put him in this area. But God is reaching out. He's reaching the people. Whoever, to me, is whoever going to fill the bill. God is calling for people. I know we maybe have a head start on people that we understand the Bible better than most, but he's calling for whoever will. Like Durham said, whosoever will. Whoever will fill the bill. Whoever will give their heart to him. Whoever will give their life to him. That's who he's calling for, whoever. And I just want to be one of those people that will give their life to the Lord. And that's what I'm feeling, my attitude is to be one of those people that will give their life to serve God. And something I know you have to understand that it's not just like waking up in the morning I'm serving God, but I'm getting to understand it better. We're working at it. So anyway, let's pray here today and pray for our needs. Remember Brother Smith. I know we had other needs that we mentioned today, the folks in Tyler. Pray for Brother Anderson. This morning, my cell phone, I don't get a lot of calls, my wife does, but my cell phone rang and it said, "This is Brother Anderson." And first of all, I thought, Brother Myron Anderson. I was kind of speechless because I didn't know, but it wasn't Brother Myron Anderson. It was Brother Anderson in Jacksonville, Florida. He didn't even mean to call me. It was, he had my number in his phone. But it just took me off guard because I wanted to mention, I was thinking of Brother Myron Anderson. I thought, ooh. But I didn't say nothing for a while. But he finally, it dawned on me when I saw his area code, and realized who it was, So anyway, I was a little relieved. But I mean, I didn't mind talking to him, but I just thought, Anyway, you never know. Maybe it wasn't an accident. But anyway, he called. Anyway, Brother Anderson. But anyway, let's remember the people in Tyler. Brother Kennedy and Brother Anderson, their families, their children, all of them. Pardon me? The whole church, yes. Pray for them, that God will comfort them. I heard Brother Smith tell about Brother Bud when he lost, I don't know if it was his second child. But anyway, he was saying that, somebody was talking to him, trying to comfort him. And he was saying that no matter what you say, it is, it's no words. But anyway, I know it just takes, but words do help though. I mean, it's not gonna clear it, relieve this, remove it, but it does help to know people care. It does help, I know that. So let's reach out to them in prayer. And anybody else that have, Sister Wilkins. All right. All right, remember Josh. All right. Okay, any other requests? We got a regular prayer list. But remember, The ones that I know we mentioned several people's names today, so just remember those needs. Yes, sir. Okay. Remember, Sister Abraham. She's not here. Pray for her. Sister Durham, I guess, still traveling.
They're back in the
public. Okay. All right. She'll have to pray that God keep his hand up on them when they head home. So, lots of things going on. All right. Let's stand. I guess we'll do an offering. If the ushers will come together, we'll go ahead and do that. Let's all stand and pray that God will help his people. Yes, sir.
Remind people about the pledges that have to be turned in before the end of the year. Remember, we pledged about a month ago.
To the meeting. Yeah. Concerning the meeting. So the Durham is reminding everybody about the pledges that was made before our meeting, and it's supposed to be turned in before the end of the year. So just a reminder. We'll play for that. So anyway, let's all pray that God will help his people. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your people. Pray that you be with Brother Smith, Lord. Keep your hand up on him and give him strength. Lord, help each one, the people in town, Lord. We pray that you comfort them, Lord, and help them. Oh, God, we know that you have all power, Lord, in your hands. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, God, we know that you can help us, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, God. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, yes, Jesus. Oh, God.
Test. I was living out in sin, with no chance of eternal life, till he called me out of darkness into this marvelous light. There's such a thankfulness in my heart, I could still be lost out there. He stopped my worldly dreams and ungodly schemes to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. So glad for all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful. what he's done to get me here. Even though he brought me here, my trials have not ceased. But now I have someone to turn to who's promised everlasting peace. So I'll keep leaning on my Savior's love while he gets my soul prepared. I appreciate what my Lord has done to keep me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to him in prayer. Holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to him. I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. I was living out in sin with no chance of eternal life till he called me out of darkness to his marvelous life. There's such a thankfulness in my heart. I could still be lost out there. He stopped my worldly dreams and ungodly schemes to get me here. And I'm so thankful what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's just things that I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful what he's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn. Trials have not ceased. turn to was promised everlasting peace. So I keep leaning on my Savior's love while He gets my soul prepared. I appreciate what my Lord has done to keep me here. And I'm so thankful for what He's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to Him in prayer. Holding to His saving hand, and I'm thankful for what He's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what He's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to Him in prayer. Understand, but I'm holding to His saving hand, and I'm thankful for what He's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what He's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to Him. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to His saving hand, and I'm thankful what He's done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what He's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to Him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to His saving hand, and I'm thankful for what He's done to get me here. So thankful for what He's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to Him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to His saving. Done to get me here. And I'm so thankful for what He's done. he's done to get me here. I'm so glad for all the hard times I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done. For all the hard times, I've learned to turn to him in prayer. There's some things I don't understand, but I'm holding to his saving hand, and I'm thankful for what he's done to get me.
Hallelujah.